Hi, this is Kenny Kramer, the real Kramer, and you're listening to WGXC Acra. And as Cosmo would say, giddy up.
Find out where the music takes Snarky Puppy and the Metropole Orchest on the next Deep Threes as they join forces to perform music about the forest. Plus the sounds of Crystal Palace, Errol Fjord, Zero Cult, Hodge, and the Righteous Girls. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener supported radio.
Timing. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
Hi, I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Columbia Green Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I am Lena. I am a student of MC Smith. I'm a elementary school, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
And we're normally joined by our friends, Nico and Mashuda and Fatia and AJ. But today it's just the three of us talking about some books and bookish things.
Yeah.
So who wants to get us started with a book or bookish thing?
I will.
Okay.
So this book is called Black River Falls by Jeff Hirsik. I think is how you pronounce his last name. And I'm going to read the back for you. When a mysterious virus tears through a small town of Black River, it spares residents' lives but takes something just as precious, their memories. 6 months later, the people of Black River are quarantined, surviving the rations and police by governed forces with their memories erased. They've all been transformed, some for better, some for worse. 17-year-old Cardinal Cassidy has escaped the virus, but he can't escape its devastating impact on his home and family. He chooses to remain deep within the quarantine zone, living in a mountain camp with the town's former bully, now his best friend. Together, they look after a group of orphaned kids and do their best to move on. But then an enigma young woman appears. A pirate corporation takes control of Black River, and the safe, closed-off world Cardinal has created begins to crumble. Thrilling and thought-provoking. Jeff Hirsik's Black River Falls is an unforgettable story that redefines the meaning of survival, identity, and family.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I started reading it a few days ago, so I didn't get that far, but yeah.
But you like it so far?
Yeah, I like it so far, but I've been kind of busy also because I have school and I have to read other books like Esperanza Rising.
Mm-hmm. Which this is a choice reading?
Yeah, this is a choice reading. And also, this book is for my sister. And I know this because I'm pretty sure it's from like the book festival because it says Forced to Steal, Enjoy. And then it has a signature in here.
Yeah, I was looking up the book. It looks like it's Jeff Hirsch who has been at the book festival. So.
Oh,
good detectiving.
Yeah.
Do you know if your sister read it and liked it?
I'm going to go ask her right now. But I don't think so. I don't really know. I'm going to go ask her. So I'll tell you when I get an answer.
I really missed having the Hudson Children's Book Festival this year. That's one of my favorite events every year. I know it's yours as well.
I was very sad.
Yeah.
I did not get to see a lot of my friends.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
A lot of the authors I visit every year, I didn't get to see them. Mm-hmm. I was very sad.
Yeah. I'm hoping that we can have an in-person book fair this year. But if not, I'm hoping that they try out doing a virtual one. So I've been to a couple virtual book festivals. And they're obviously different because they're not focused on selling books, but they often have like author talks or panels. So you get to hear from different authors, and that's very interesting. And we miss doing our radio show this year too, because we always do the Bookfest radio show. Sad, sad.
That's one of my favorite things to do is the Book Festival radio show. I was very sad when I was
here. What's the radio show?
No, I'm talking about like the book festival radio show.
Oh, so every year when there is a book festival, Bound by Books does a special broadcast the day before the book festival where we have different authors and illustrators come on the radio and talk about their books and their life as authors and illustrators. And it's really fun. We take over the afternoon show, so it's a bit longer than our regular show. But because they didn't have one this year, you didn't get to do it.
Oh,
no fun. I mean, yeah. We still had fun, but we didn't take over that show. And we didn't get to talk with our friends.
Yeah.
But hopefully this coming year. Maybe if there isn't a book festival and if there isn't a virtual book festival, maybe we can try to do a Zoom with some of our favorite book festival authors and invite them on. That could be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Did you get your answer from Cecile?
No.
No. Oh, well, it's okay.
I'll text you the answer after the show. And okay. Then we can say that for next week.
Do you get a lot of hand-me-down books from your siblings?
No, not really. We started actually getting rid of some books because some of them we didn't read, but we gave it to like other people. But like, I have this one hand-me-down book series that I don't think I can even give away, which is the Percy Jackson series. Yeah.
That was actually what I was thinking of in terms of hand-me-downs, because I remember you talking about that you had started reading that series with Calvin.
Oh, no. Calvin read it to me while I was trying to go to sleep.
Did it help put you to sleep or did it help keep you up?
It kept me up.
Yeah, sometimes that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Although if I try to listen to an audiobook, if I have my eyes closed and I'm lying down, I will inevitably fall asleep. I can't not fall asleep if I'm listening to an audiobook lying down with my eyes closed. It's impossible. It's the best way to fall asleep if I'm having trouble falling asleep, except that I also then will wake up soon thereafter. So I'll fall asleep and then I'll wake up and be like, wait, I'm like 5 chapters ahead and like I've got headphones in my ears and it hurts. It's a real struggle.
I wish I could just like go to sleep listening to an audiobook and then just wake up and just subconsciously know everything that has happened up until the point where I am. I wish the human body could do that.
That would be pretty cool. Think how many books you could read just like listening to them in your sleep.
Yeah.
Because sometimes my to-read list, well, not sometimes, all the time, my to-read list is way bigger than I could possibly read in my entire lifetime. And then it keeps getting added to. So even though I check some off the list, it just keeps getting added to and added to over time. So imagine if I could like sleep read. That'd be really life-changing. Maybe scientists should really work on that.
Maybe eventually, but not now.
Yeah, they got more important things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was interesting listening to you read the description of your book too, because it was like all these words were jumping out like about viruses and quarantine. It's a very timely read, perhaps.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to hear from you if you see any connections to like pandemic life.
Just reading like the description for the book, which I didn't read originally, actually just made me think, huh, quarantine, virus, sounds kind of like the coronavirus.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes people like to read books that are connected to what's like going on in the world, and sometimes people like to escape them. So you're diving right in. More virus for you, but hopefully not in real life.
Yeah, hopefully.
Just in the books. We'll keep safe.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I hope you enjoy that. Amelia, what did you want to talk about today?
I finished reading some stuff for American Literature. I finished reading Huckleberry Finn, which was really interesting. Especially, I learned that it's a pretty widely known as like one of those books that gets banned very often. It gets banned now because of the language in it, and it got banned when it was originally released because people feared that it would corrupt the youth. So that was an interesting fact I learned about Huckleberry Finn. And then I've also been rereading The Great Gatsby for my psychology project, which is going to be very fun. Have I told you about the psychology project yet? I can't remember if I have.
You mentioned that you were doing something where you had to like psychoanalyze a character from.
Yes, yes. I've explained the project to so many people that I can't remember who I've said it to or not. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm doing that for. So that's going to be fun.
You're enjoying that so far?
Yes, I am.
Are you basing it on like book Jay Gatsby, movie Jay Gatsby, or some combination of the two?
A combination of the two, because the movie that was directed by Baz Luhrmann does a pretty good job at adapting the book. So I trust both sources enough to give me like an accurate depiction of Jay mm-hmm. Gatsby as a character. Plus, it's more fun to look at Leonardo DiCaprio than it is to read the book at times. So,
sure. Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
And that movie, I mean, Baz Luhrmann's stuff is always beautiful.
And his stuff is beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Is that due soon or is it?
It's due on December 6th. So I have some time, but I'm getting ready for it now.
I can't believe your first semester of college is almost over.
I know.
Going so fast.
Yeah.
Have you had a good semester so far?
Yeah, I have. And next year, I've got my classes lined up for next year, too. And next year, I'll be doing a class called World Mythology. So it's probably going to give me a lot of cool stuff to talk about on the show. I can't wait to take mm-hmm. that. So that should be really fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. I'm curious what they'll have you like study and read.
Yeah. And it's not just like it's world mythology, so it could literally be anything. I'm very mm-hmm. excited.
Nice. All right. I have a picture book that I wanted to talk about this week. You all know how I like picture books, and perhaps in particular, nonfiction picture books. I feel like books written for kids often like give you like a taste of the topic, lets you kind of peek in and learn a little bit, but they don't give you so much information that it takes up all your time and like you don't have to commit to reading like a huge book on a certain topic. But I like reading a little bit and then figuring out if I'm inspired to read more and then doing some research online. And this book is called, it's actually a book of poetry, but it's sort of like poetry mixed with biography. So it's called No Voice Too Small, 14 Young Americans Making History. And it is edited by Lindsay H. Metcalf, Kayla V. Dawson, and Jeanette Bradley, and illustrated by Jeanette Bradley. And then it has poems by all sorts of amazing poets, some of whom I was very familiar with and some who I hadn't read before, but it includes Joseph Bruchac, Nikki Grimes, Guadalupe Garcia Mikal, Jean Airey, Leslie Newman, Tracy Sorrell, Carol Boston Weatherford, Janet Wong. And so each of them writes a poem for one young person, like inspired by one young person. That's doing great things or has done great things. So some of the people included include DJ Annie Red, Ziad Ahmed, Judy Adams, Levi Drahim, Jazz Jennings, Sierra Fields, Noah Barnes, Jaslyn Charger, Marie Kopney, Zach Walls, Zaari Kepra, Viridiana Sanchez Santos, Adora Svitek, Marley Diaz. So those are the youth that are portrayed in here. And what they do is they have a poem about the person or inspired by the person. And then they have a little blurb about them so that I'm guessing that some of those names were not familiar to you, just as they weren't familiar to me. I'd heard of some of them before, but some were totally new to me. And I think that's pretty common that often young people are not given as much attention as like adults that are doing similar work because they're young people. And so they might get some attention, but they don't always get as wide fame, although there are some exceptions to that. But I think this is really great that this book makes sure that their stories and their hard work is given some attention. So I can read this first poem that's not based on a certain person. This one's sort of the introductory poem for the series, and it's called Amplify. And it's a reverso poem by Lindsay H. Metcalf, which means you can read it both ways. So this is it. No voice is too small to solve a problem that's big. A movement can spark within you, your family and friends, your community, your country, within your world. You see a struggle, speak the truth for others to watch changes ripple forward. Ripple forward changes. Watch for others to speak the truth. You see, a struggle within your world, your country, your community, your family and friends within you can spark a movement that's big. To solve a problem, no voice is too small. And then the little blurb on this one says, meet 14 young Americans who opened hearts, challenged minds, and changed our world. Each activist inspired a poet who relates to an aspect of the activist's identity. Along the way, find tips for how you, too, can use your own voice to make some noise and make a difference. And so I can show this to my co-host, but the people out there listening can't see it. So you'll see there's a poem and then a little blurb about the person and a beautiful portrait of them. And then there's also this little, like, lesson that can be learned from their story. So for instance, the first poem in the book that's focused on an individual is about a young woman named DJ Annie Red, who focused on anti-bullying and did so through music and song. And then it has a little description about her that says, when kids teased Samira Horton for her low, raspy voice, she used a microphone to speak even louder. At age 6, she learned how to work a set of turntables and gave herself the stage name DJ Annie Red. Samira raps her song, No, You Won't Bully Me, to empower children in her hometown and across the nation. And then the little lesson to be learned from her is, a catchy tune will stick with people. Set your message to music and people will hum it all day. So they have little things like that for each person, which I thought was very nice. But yeah, so that book is called No Voice Too Small, 14 Young Americans Making History, and it's available to borrow through the library. And I'm sure it's also available to purchase through your local bookstore. Hi, Mashuda. So we just had Mashuda join us. Is Fatia there too?
Yeah.
Hi, Miss Emily.
Hi, Fatia. Do you have any books you want to talk about, either of you?
I do, I think. I have a book for you to read, Miss Emily. It's called, I like love rainbows so much, that's why I made it all rainbow. So I'm going to read this whole entire book. It's not going to take long.
I said it's a book that you wrote?
Yeah, that I wrote days ago, I think.
Okay.
I wrote it days ago.
Okay, so you want to share it? Yeah. Okay.
So the title is Rainbows, but the flies can be rainbows sometimes. And, like, the next page is, how do frogs grow? How do fish grow? I wrote, like, all different. We have November days. My rainbows can get a bit big sometimes. My school, I have a good day at school. My teachers are the best ones. My friends can be good at school. October, March, November, June, December, and March. I wrote some of them. I love flowers, rainbow one. I love rainbow, gold, rainbow wing two. My family can be good all the time. Fatia Janet. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And this is the like the ending that I made. And this is, so you like the book?
That's very lovely. Thank you for sharing. You're a very good writer and illustrator and reader.
Thanks.
Mashuda, did you have a book you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I have a book I want to share.
Great.
I forgot the title.
I know that title. The books.
Actually, I'm just gonna share a poem. I'm so sorry. Because I can't find the book.
Tell me, like, what it looks
hold
like.
Hold on, hold on.
I can search it for you. I'm not a really good searcher.
Okay, hold on.
I search things bad.
Okay, so the poem I have is Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometime will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low, the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to stop. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is poor with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a feelings about when, and many failure turns out when he might have won. And often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. When he learned too late, when the night slipped down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Like the author is unknown.
What's the name of the poem?
Don't Quit.
Don't Quit by Unknown. It cut out briefly in part of the poem, so I don't know if we missed anything, but if anybody out there listening wants to look it up, they can look up Don't Quit poem by Unknown. There might be someone that knows. You know, if the poet is still alive, they probably know they wrote it.
Yeah, maybe they were just like feeling lonely or like sad, and they just let their feelings in the paper.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to be able to write to help with those feelings. Or maybe they weren't feeling it at the moment, but wanted to inspire somebody else or both.
It just reminds me of the pandemic.
Yeah, I got to keep going. It is hard some days, for sure. But got to count your blessings. Yeah. Or not count them, but at least recognize them.
And today's really dark.
It is. It's starting to get dark a lot earlier. I can't believe how dark it is. When people are listening to this, it's either evening or morning if they're listening to the radio, because we're on Friday nights and Sunday mornings. But we're recording at...
Wait, is it Friday?
No.
It's 4:30 in the afternoon when we're recording, and it is quite dark outside. I do love seasons. Like, I love living in a place that has real seasons, but I don't know about the darkness. I don't like that quite as much. I like having a nice, long, bright day.
Yeah, me too.
Anyways, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. We hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoys their weekend. Take care. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I have picked wild roses far into September, but I had no one to give the flowers to. I needed the celebration, a September coronation, and I admitted to myself I needed you.
I've watched the gentle winds change the color shades of meadows. I've seen the dew on flowers that had no name. But I let my vase stay empty like my lonely empty heart. Picking flowers for yourself is not the same.
Don't you think it's come our time to be together? Let's gather up our scattered words of love and make them rhyme. Let's go pick some flowers and fill our empty vases. Don't you think it's come our time? Would you take this small bouquet that leaves a fragrance on my fingers and a feeling that your love is close at hand? Don't you think it's come our time to be together? Let's gather up our scattered words of love and make them rhyme. Let's go pick some flowers now and fill our empty vases. Don't you think it's come our time?